Time for the little known black history fact. We do black history every day on the TJMS. This is the story of Willie Thrower, the Big Ten's and the NFL's first black quarterback to play. Willie Thrower was the first black quarterback to play in the NCAA's Big Ten Conference and the first black QB to play in the NFL. Thrower was born 1930 in Pennsylvania. He arrived at Michigan State University as a highly touted prospect. He didn't start. Nicknamed the Mitts for his hands, Thrower was known for his arm strength. The Spartans won the NCAA championship in 1952. The following year, October 1953, the Chicago Bears played Willie Thrower against the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
Willie Thrower didn't play for another NFL team afterwards, and injuries led to an early retirement at age 27. Thrower became a social worker in New York after his football career. He passed away at age 71 in 2002.
In the huddle, sounded something like this, Sybil. All right, guys, here's the play. Hold up, hold up, hold up. You don't talk to me like that. I'm a white man.
Here's the play. I want you to...
Hold it, hold it, hold it. I don't like your tone, fella.
Had to be tough, Sib.
Had to be tough, Sib.
Had to be really tough for the first black quarterback to tell a, tell
the
a team...
Chicago Bears, no less.
Tell a team what play... What you
we're not moving this ball.
You need to take it down a bit, Scotty. Really.
I know you're a thrower and all.
But your tone.
I don't like your tone.
I don't like your tone. I'm a white man.
I'm a white man. Yeah, it had to be tough.
Read more about Willie Thrower. First black quarterback in the NCAA.
What if I don't feel that running out in the field? What about that? What if I don't feel that going long? How about that?